Nicholas Burns was the U.S. ambassador to Greece from 1997 to 2001.
I'm frankly stunned by the events of this week. I know Prime Minister Papandreou well. I respect him. He's a very principled leader. You know, over the last year and a half, as Greece has been plunged into this economic crisis, he's been able to convince the Greek people until now that they should take the bitter medicine of this austerity package, that people's salaries should be cut in half, that the state sector should be shrunk. He's made difficult decisions. And yet this week, he turned around and offered this puzzling proposal for a national referendum, that the Greek people would actually vote on whether to go forward, doing this in essence at the end of this process when he should have done this at the beginning. And then he decided yesterday that he would pull the referendum off the table.
Do you understand that? I mean, he was getting pressure from the people about the austerity measures. He's been getting pressure from the other side, from international leaders who say, look, why are you letting people vote on this? This is what we agreed to. In your view, what could he do differently?
Well, I think his proposal for a referendum this week was a major miscalculation. It angered Angela Merkel of Germany, Nicolas Sarkozy of France. He needs them both to help save the Greek economy.
It angered them because?
Because they had put themselves out on a limb with this well over $100 billion bailout package for Greece, and suddenly it was in jeopardy because most people would expect that in a referendum the Greek people would vote against the austerity package, against the EU program. And what Greece does is tied to the fate of the rest of the European Union. If Greece ends up defaulting on its debts, then that might unleash a crisis in the eurozone that could profoundly affect the future of the eurozone. So the Germans and French were angry. His own party was angry. I think, with greatest respect, it was a miscalculation on his part. He's had to withdraw it now. He's weaker politically at home because of it, and I think internationally as well.
So the French President Nicolas Sarkozy is saying that it was a mistake now to admit Greece to the euro in 2001. Is that kind of second-guessing constructive?
I don't think it's very constructive right now. You don't hear that from Chancellor Merkel of Germany, who's the strongest leader in the European Union. The fact is that the Greek people have had a torturous year and a half since the economic collapse. And they're suffering greatly, and you see that in the demonstrations on the streets. You see it in the way that life has changed in Greece. So I don't think it's helpful for the French president, you know, to pour that gasoline on the fire and to make the situation work. Now, the European Union has gone to great lengths to accommodate the Greeks. They've put together this very sizable bailout package, but it's going to require discipline by the Greek government and the Greek people in terms of paying taxes and collecting taxes and implementing the full range of these austerity measures. And unfortunately, I think that will be difficult because of the weakness of the government, the inability of the government historically to collect taxes or to enforce the payment of taxes, and because this program is so unpopular, it might lead to further protests and further civil disobedience. So I think the Greek government and people are at a stage right now where this package is supremely unpopular and is unlikely to be implemented. So what I'm basically saying is I think that a Greek default is very likely right now, and that's going to have major implications for the future of that country and for the European Union. And there are real implications for the United States in this as well.
How so?
You know, the really distinguishing feature of the position of the United States in the 21st century is we're integrated with the rest of the world. We live in the world, the age of globalization. So we are absolutely tied economically to Europe. Europe's our largest trading partner. If the European economies implode, I hope that doesn't happen. I'm not saying it will, but it could as a result of this crisis. We will feel the effects of that in the United States of America. Our businesses will and our economy will. And that's why we're not just spectators looking at this drama in Greece. We have a lot of our own fortune and economic future tied up in what happens in Europe.
Nicholas Burns is a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He was U.S. ambassador to Greece from 1997 to 2001. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you.